I've heard from Missourians across the state, from Springfield to St. Louis, from Maryville to Caruthersville, about record-high gas prices. The sentiment is the same. $4 gasoline is as popular in Missouri as a Belgian company buying Budweiser. Americans in every town and city across the nation know we're facing a gas price crisis. Despite this crisis, the Democrats in the Senate are blocking our attempt to get gas prices down with new oil supplies. Yesterday, Senate Democrats went so far as to cancel an Appropriations Committee markup over fears that an amendment I planned to offer to open up offshore oil production would succeed. My fellow GOP senators and I announced our intent to offer an amendment to rescind the legislative moratorium that currently blocks new oil production off our Atlantic and Pacific shores. We wanted to give the Appropriations Committee a chance to reverse the annual law that blocks America from new oil supplies. I suppose they were afraid we'd win the vote because they canceled the committee meeting. If you heard me on the floor of the Senate earlier today, you know how angry a Democrat's refusal to lower gas prices makes me. To make matters worse, Democrats are now saying they will block Republicans from offering amendments to lower gas prices on the Senate floor as well. How undemocratic can you get? Afraid to lose a vote? Cancel the vote. Why are the Democrats so desperate to deny relief to the American people? The Democrats need to give us, the American people, a vote to open more offshore oil production. The American people deserve real action, not half-hearted, insignificant sham transactions.